If you're thinking a beach in Jamaica would be a great place to be right now, you're right. But you don't have to get on a plane to enjoy the energy of the Caribbean island. Just head to Underground Arts.
Is this love? Is this love? Is this love? Is this love that I'm feeling?
Tonight is Bob Marley's annual birthday celebration. The reggae superstar was born on February 6th, and Mighty Mystic, the Werrica Hill Band, and Rosh Jem will pay homage to his life, legacy, and music. The concert starts at 8 p.m.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Another legend is being remembered, and this one enjoyed an almost exclusively black wardrobe. We're talking the man in black, Johnny Cash, who melded rock, soul, and blues into his own unique mix. Tribute performer Sean Barker, who looks enough like Cash to have you do a double take, will handle his biggest hits on the Keswick stage tonight. The show starts at 8.
Somebody take me.
If your goal is to see all the 2026 Best Picture nominees before the Oscars on March 15th, the Philadelphia Film Society wants to help. From Friday to Sunday, you can see all 10 films on one pass. That includes Sinners, which made history with 16 overall nominations, as well as Marty Supreme and One Battle After Another. We'll have more information on our website, whyy.org/things to do. The screenings start on Friday at 6 p.m. Interact Theater Company brings a world premiere to Philly this weekend. Written by Phaedra Michelle Scott, Plantation Black opens at the Drake on Saturday. It tells the story of the Prelo family that has both black and white branches trying to figure out who owns their family legacy. Now here's the twist. 20 minutes before the play starts, the audience chooses where the narrative begins out of 6 possible options. Now that's intriguing. Plantation Black goes through March 1st. While we're talking new creatives on the rise, meet Cassius Culpepper. The Americana singer is a Grammy artist to watch.
This ain't nothing you can give me, baby, that I ain't already got deep inside. I'm a Southern man, and I know who I am. Yeah, I'm a lover man. I got dirt on my hands.
Elton John and John Mayer have already given him the thumbs up, so you may want to check him out now. Looks like there's no way for him to go but up. He's at the Foundry in the Fillmore on Friday night. The show starts at 8. On Saturday, get the kids up and ready for a big day. First, it's the 34th annual African American Children's Book Fair at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. It's the brainchild of literary publicist Vanessa Lloyd Scambati, who started it to connect children and authors of color. It goes from 1 to 4 p.m. and it's free. Unfortunately, you'll have to make a tough choice as the Cherry Street Pier is hosting the annual Hearts and Crafts Ball around the same time. The family-friendly event encourages play with activities that include designing handmade Valentine's Day cards and love potions. Let's hope those work. The ticketed event goes from 2 to 4 p.m. It's a dog's life, especially in this weather. If your canine companions need exercise options that don't include navigating snow piles and enduring sub-zero temps, they can find them indoors at the annual Bark Bowl. It's on Saturday at Craft Hall, Philadelphia. This event gets dogs moving, and adoptable dogs will also be on site to cheer them on. It's on Saturday from noon to 4, and it's free with RSVP.
Is this love? Is this love? Is this love? Is this love that I'm feeling?
Don't let the weekend go completely to the dogs. Try and find some good to hold on to. We've given you ideas. The rest is up to you. If you need details on what you've heard or want to hear about additional events, including where a bold reboot of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar is playing, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.